my mother's death. My mother, as usual, judged it best. The day before her funeral, in a gibberish of legs, a fly refused to die on her bathroom sill. Out of its time came February, but still raging against the dying of the light. My mother's house, corporeal husk of one now cool to the touch, retained its warmth. My destination, in a 6-hour journey into loneliness. My plan had been, she might be ashamed to die if I stayed camped beside the hospital bed. Or else, she might draw energy from me by some osmosis, fanciful or futile. Anyway, it didn't happen. She chose her moment, waiting until for an instant I'd slipped aside. And then she slipped away herself. Peaceful, one's supposed to say. Though I should call it moribund. I knew I'd seen her scratch and moan, cognizant at least of her distress, struggling to be comfy, until, in the wing beat of an insect, nature betrayed her. Michelangelo it was, who said that death meant nothing. It had no hold, so long as we held on in the mind's eye of the living. But it is love that has no span, no currency, beyond an extant memory. Each age recedes beyond remembrance, and our maimed minds are all that's left for reckoning. Oh yes, let's cling to the detritus of forfeited lives, like a lost child. Let's hoard the memories, the papers and pictures, yellowed as pulled teeth. Let's fight as an infant fights off sleep and frightful dreams, thinking we might forestall what time's withering recession. You'll tell me, death is the hard edge that whets a life and hones it into shape. Tell me how a dozen figures stand behind each living face. How, in our dust, an unborn forest lies asleep. Tell me of death's necessity.